Laura Wood Arboretum sits in a valley just east of the Ramapo Mountains in northern New Jersey. It's a cultivated place with a feel of the tame and the wild. In fact, there are hawks, snapping turtles, fox, and deer. A visitor could take either a stroll or a hike on its 30 acres. It's a compact place, but large enough that its dedicated volunteers are not able to pick every weed. It is not pristine. It's a real garden that is not afraid to show so. This arboretum is tended with love and respect for what has come before and what is now. It's one of those places where a visitor can feel the passion of its creators, John and Dorothy Knippenberg. As you stroll along paths bordered by grand trees and giant rhododendron, lots of nooks and crannies and garden vignettes, all with wildflowers blooming beside carefully placed perennials and the Knippenberg's carefully placed rhododendrons. The place is mystical, physical, and also spiritual. It is clear how much the Knippenbergs loved plants, especially rhododendrons, azaleas, and trees. This is their personal collection. I can imagine Dorothy now sniffing a native azalea or tending an about-to-bloom rhododendron. I took a recent visit to Laura Wood Arboretum in late April. As soon as I got out of my car, a towering magnolia in full bloom beckoned. Its flowers engulfed me in their fragrance. Nearby, another magnolia is saving its flowers for visitors in May and June, although it vies for attention with a colorful mahonia with extraordinary foliage. I think, wow, is this just a taste of the treats to come on these comfortable paths? The path is lined with eclectic collections of gorgeous trees, clipped boxwood, flower shrubs, and bulbs. There are tiny gardens carved from the rolling terrain, a phalanx of specimen evergreens of all shapes, weeping conifers, tall Japanese cryptomeria, umbrella pine, weeping Norway spruce, clipped shrubs around a gazebo, patches of blooming and buried skimmia, not to mention the rhododendron and azaleas. Up the wide path called Home Hill, under tall hemlock, through rhododendrons and azaleas, I see old, old rhodies with thick trunks a foot at the base. If I were tired, I could have a seat right here on a bench carved from a fallen tree, or just sit for a moment's appreciation of rows of peonies. At Laurel Pond, I turn left onto Azalea Way. Everywhere there are vignettes and views, each one different, yet all made with the same ericaceous and evergreen plants and perennials, many native, others just plain wild, plus bulbs and herbs. At the gazebo, I turn left onto Brook Road, a sort of wide boulevard in the arboretum with its own little valley. The stream that feeds Laurel Pond flows alongside Brook Road, creating different scenes such as, on its mini floodplain, an uprooted tree covered in plants and moss, and to the right, Dorothy's Way, a path dedicated to Dorothy Knippenberg. It ambles along the hillside among tree-like rhododendrons. Go there for an up-close and very personal view. It's apparent that Dorothy loved plants and the land, for she created Laurel Wood as a series of surprises. I look left and see a small patch of grass almost hidden by flowering shrubs, perennials, and donut-shaped boxwoods with an outy donut hole. The place looks perfect for an afternoon tryst. These boxwoods are scattered around the arboretum. There are long views of tall trees and mounding evergreens. Up along the high road, also known as Ridge Road, massive rhododendrons with big clean leaves are loaded with fat flower buds. A small tree appears with a slender, muscular trunk and limbs, with the most delicate catkins. It must be musclewood, also known as ironwood or hornbeam. Another huge tree with heavy vertical ridges in its trunk and with tiny, delicate, dripping blossoms of the most delicate pink is Yoshino cherry, Prunus yedoensis, of Washington, D.C. fame. There's a few of these here. There is garden upon garden of everything green and flowering, twisting rhodies and giant magnolias. Laurel Wood is an amazing piece of land, smack in the middle of populated Wayne. Magical was a word I heard this garden called by another visitor. She was right. There is nothing more beautiful in springtime to me than flowering fruit trees and magnolias. In May and June, there's nothing more beautiful than a zillion rhododendrons and azaleas in full bloom like those at Laurel Wood Arboretum. Don't miss the show. Just go.